You're listening to the Radio Diaries podcast from National Public Radio.
Today, another part of our New York Works series that highlights jobs in New York City that are slowly disappearing. Selma Koch, she's the owner of The Town Shop, a lingerie store on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Mrs. Koch has a loyal clientele. They expect an expert fit and personal service when selecting their undergarments. The Town Shop motto is, "We know your size."
I'm Selma Koch, going to be 95. Originally, the store opened in 1888. It was my father-in-law's business. You know, sometimes old ladies creep in with their nurses and their wheelchairs and their walkers, like me. And they come in and they say, "You know, you sold me my trousseau." So what, 70 years ago? I keep saying, "Gee, I don't look like that." Of course I do, but I say, really, they got terribly old, but I'm fine.
Hello, Town Shop. Yes, we do. You want nursing bras, don't you? Yeah, fine, we can fit you for that. You come in, we'll take care of you. All right. We carry tremendous stuffs, thousands of bras, different numbers, different colors. A customer can come in and say, "I'll take six, I'll take eight." We have them, because there's depth to our store.
Miss Kay.
What?
3561. Can I order that in a 34D?
They're not making it in 34. These boxes, look, are absolutely jammed full. These are nothing but panties, bikinis, thongs, briefs. Thongs are very big now. I don't know why I'm saying that. We sold the first underwire bra. In those days, the undergarments were stiff and hard and boned and zipped and even hooked. But the thing that's made this bra business so fantastic is that bosoms have gotten so big. When we started, cups were A, B, and C. Now, some of the most successful brassiere manufacturers are making E, F, G, and H, and they are big. You can almost live in it. Looks like a big tent, doesn't it? And they're young things. I mean, they're not just stiff old lady bras.
Champion, 141. They make that in
42C? Can try to get it for them.
Hello.
Hello.
Can we help you find something?
We don't let people roam around the store. The minute a customer comes in, she's approached. You can walk from end to end on a floor in Lord & Taylor and not see a person.
Can you think of a bra for me that's very low back?
What do you wear, 34B?
Right.
Let me look, huh?
Okay.
Let's see. There's nothing more, I think, frustrating than to keep on trying things and they'll fit and they don't fit and they don't fit. And you begin to think something's matter with you. I'm going to make this a little bit tighter, all right?
Yeah. I never wore one of these.
Well, they're awfully good.
Oh, are they?
Look. How does the bra feel?
So that's a low one? Low back?
Yeah, but how are we doing about the cup?
Does this get straps?
I'll put straps on for you. You know, which might make you feel good. And I'll put them here. Bras are really my specialty. I never had to try six brassieres on a customer. Two was plenty. I mean, I knew in a minute what was right. Finish, buy it, out. Have a great time. Oh, God. This is what you call nuisance work, you know. Call them up, make a complaint. Gunk. Man, this is Selma Koch's Town Shop. I'm fine. I'm a little bothered. I ordered things in sets. I got the bra and not the pants. I got the pants and not the bra. In 94-33, I got the gray and not the pink. In 94-61, I got the pink but not the gray. Well, 10 days isn't so terrible. All right, thank you. Nobody said the retail business was going to be easy.
Excuse me.
couple came in a couple of years ago, very well-dressed. And there were two robes. I said, let me shorten the sleeves for you. Oh, I said, you don't want to get them wet when you make the coffee. And she said, I never made the coffee. My husband has always given me my breakfast in bed. So when he came to give me his credit card, I said, I've looked for you all my life. I said, if she doesn't survive, will you call me? I'd love a guy who gave me my breakfast in bed. Well, she did die, but he never called.
Hello, Count John. Yes. Tell me, you're putting him in a washing machine? Tell the truth. Are you? That's what's doing it. You don't put the baby in the washing machine, do you? But if you come by in a cab, just drop it off. Yeah, and we'll get you back fast. Okay, fine.
People respond to people who are nice. People who come in with complaints and come in with hostility and fire the thing down. What are you carrying on about? It's a brassiere. You know, I mean, what are you wasting emotion on a brassiere for?
Okay. No problem to fit you for a bra.
Well, is this one going to hide a lot of more stuff?
Well, you don't have stuff.
I don't have stuff.
I really
you
don't
think... I'd be more comfortable?
Yeah. I don't think you need the other. Honesty is important in selling. And if I think it's terrible, I say it's awful. Take it off. You can do better than that. Listen, it's the same with a doctor. You give him advice. Yeah, now look in the mirror. And also, this has a little push. It gives you a nice uplift.
Yeah, no, that's
nice. Isn't that better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. Fitting is important, and pleasing the customer is important. But your approach to the customer is the most important thing, I think. Oh, John. Yes. Right, and you know what I say, how many miles can you drive a car? Well, I've had a lot of miles, too. So if things are wearing out, they're wearing out. Right. Okay, dear.
You've been listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. To hear all our stories, visit npr.org/radiodiaries. Radio Diaries is a nonprofit organization helping people document their own lives. You can learn more at radiodiaries.org.